Over the last year, Vitaly has made a comeback by becoming the Chris Hansen of the streaming world, building a name for himself for catching creeps online who are trying to meet with underage people. While I might not like the way Vitaly does what he does, I can still say I appreciate what he's doing. PDF files are a massive cancer to society, and way too many of them are getting away with it. Honestly, to some degree, I respect what Vitaly is doing, even if he's just doing it for views. In my opinion, the people that Vitaly are exposing deserve it. That's why when I was sent this video of Vitaly catching a man that is being called an affiliate of Kendrick Lamar, I knew I had to cover this. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Vitaly allegedly catching a Kendrick Lamar affiliate. Let's get right into it. Vitaly is once again trending for catching a PDF file. This time, the internet is saying it was an affiliate of Kendrick Lamar. Now, I know that sounds crazy since Kendrick was literally just calling Drake a PDF file on a hit song, but it appears that this man that Vitaly just caught seems to be in some way affiliated with Kendrick Lamar, as there's even a photo of them together. While I would say that it could have just been Kendrick with a fan, the picture seems to suggest that Kendrick might actually know this guy, since the man is hugged up on Kendrick rather closely. One of you sent me this clip of Vitaly stream that's going viral, and in the clip, we see a man claiming he's from Compton trying to meet with a 15-year-old girl. But instead of meeting the 15-year-old alone like he expected, he gets surprised by Vitaly and his crew, who try to force him to play a game. While this is the part where I don't agree exactly, but what can I say? If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, just like this man earned himself. The man denies playing the game and proceeds to threaten Vitaly and his crew while telling them he's from Compton.
It was pretty good. I was just hanging out. Yeah, at the house a little bit. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did. We've been here a few years, so... Yeah. Yeah. I am. Yeah, yeah. I haven't really done that much with a guy before or anything. Cause, so you yeah. Girls. With girls?
Yeah,
oh, no. I just haven't really. I'm just not super experienced or anything like you are.
Yeah, but, you know, I've been celibate for a cool minute, but I ain't been doing that.
Oh, really?
I've been working and stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever been with a girl this young? Oh! It's fine. Sorry, this is my brother.
Who are you? Rock? You're Rock. Yeah, take the pick out of your hair.
Why gotta take the pick off?
Well, why are you with my sister?
It's fine. I invited him over. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
How old are you?
I'm 20, bro.
You're 20 years old?
20.
Don't look no 20-year-old.
Guys, just go. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Did your parents know about this?
It's a game show. Congrats. You're on the game show. Oh, this is Ellen DeGeneres show. This is Ellen DeGeneres show.
This is some weird ass. Pretty weird.
So, really quick, let's just get to this, man. You know why you're here, right? You know why you're here, right? You know why you're here, right?
Set up, bro.
You know why you're here, right? What'd you come here for?
Wow. Bro.
You came here to meet with a minor, right?
I should have known, bro. This is why, look, I'm gonna tell you some shit, bro. This is why I just work and I just do my shit. Yeah. I ain't got time for this weird shit, bro.
Well,
I ain't about to lose my life over no dumb shit.
Yeah,
why'd
you
come over?
We agree. Nobody's gonna harm you. We're not here to make sure that you lose your life or anything like that. I get it, but listen to me now. This is where we're at, bro. So this is a game show. We'd like you to participate.
There's like five levels.
You know why you're here? This is why we're here. So there's a game show. You realize that obviously with all the cameras, all this is being recorded right now.
Bro,
so listen. We already have the evidence. We have the phone calls. We have everything already, bro. Okay? So you play the game show, it just helps you out.
Nah, this is a setup, bro.
Yeah, you're free to go anytime. Just realize that the audio and the tapes and stuff like that we have.
We have everything.
Just published and it could be real bad. Yeah, you sent a lot of things in text messages. You did a lot of things on video, acknowledging that you came here to meet with a 15-year-old.
He said that he did it before, too.
I'm a real from Compton, bro.
I get it. So
I'm going to talk to the camera, bro. Look, you see this type of weird shit going on, nigga? That's why, nigga, you a grown-ass man, nigga.
Give him a speech, yeah.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Yeah. Give him a speech.
Hold on. And you ain't got to do all that. I'm speaking to the camera, bro. I'm talking to the camera.
You're good, bro.
You feel me? I ain't got no weapons. Okay. No weapons against me shall prosper, bro.
You're free to go anytime.
You feel me? Let me speak to this camera real fast.
It's okay. Realize
this. Let me speak to this camera real fast.
All that permitting you got in your wallet is going to go out the drain.
You feel me?
So
let me speak to this camera.
But he was going to give him a spiritual speech. Let him speak to the camera.
Let me speak to this camera real fast.
You know what I'm
saying? I ain't scared of no gun or nothing, bro. I've been in all type of weird-ass situations growing up. You feel me? I'm from Compton, bro. But let me tell y'all something, bro. You see this that just happened? That's why you stay out the way. You stay off these dating apps, nigga. You feel me? And you don't indulge in no type of shit, bro. Look, you put me in the most vulnerable moment of my life. I was just trying to have a little fun. But look, motherfuckers caught me on some shit. Just sometimes want to get his rocks off. That's it. You feel me? And I made the wrong decision by coming over here. But what the not gonna do is play me fucking fool, because I'm never a fool. On bomb the power room, nigga. I wish one of these niggas would pull out a gun on me and say shit, nigga. You feel me? I ain't with that bullshit, bro. If I had my strap on me, it would have been different. Shit would have played out different. I'm not playing these type of games.
We're not playing games, too.
I know that.
We're cleaning up the streets.
Bro, I'm not playing no games. I have a life to attend to, bro. You feel me? I got responsibilities to take care of, bro. You feel me?
You set yourself up.
How I set myself up?
15-year-old.
You came to meet a 15-year-old girl.
You feel me? Awesome. Matter of fact, let me record y'all so I can remember y'all most faces.
Cool.
Oh,
bro.
You feel me?
Me pull that shit out, homie.
Hold up. On God, bro.
As you saw for yourself, the man got caught and confirms that he is from Compton. Kendrick Lamar is also famously known to be from Compton as well. Now, I'm not saying Kendrick knows everyone from Compton, but considering they have a photo together and also are both from Compton, it makes it more believable. For all we know, this guy is connected to Kendrick, but at the same time, he might not be at all. But one thing is for sure, we know the industry is full of creeps and PDF files. A lot of rappers might be unknowingly or even knowingly hanging out with people like this. Now, if any of you know this guy and could confirm if he is a Kendrick affiliate, maybe a part of his entourage or was a part of it at one point, please let me know in the comments, as I would like to know. I tried looking for the guy, but he only said his first name, so I couldn't find anything on him. If you find anything, let me know in the comments. Now, while we're talking about Vitaly, I wanted to talk about another creep Vitaly recently caught. Just a few days back, Vitaly managed to catch another creep. This time, it was a Hollywood screenwriter and director by the name of CJ Cox, known for being a screenwriter on the movie Sweet Home Alabama, plus several other films. Vitaly managed to catch this guy for the world to see. He caught him on camera flirting and touching with the person he thought was underage, and then Vitaly and his crew walks in, forcing CJ to quickly dress himself and head out the door.
God.
Welcome, how are you?
David, grab light.
How'd you? Yeah, okay, so we have a game show we're on right now. It's Five Levels game show. Where are you going?
Yep, I'm leaving.
You're leaving? The cops are outside. Oh, give me a shaver. Buzzer now. Buzzer now. Yo, you're not leaving. You're not leaving. You're going to play a game. The cops are outside. You're going to...
Jesus Christ.
No. You're going to play a game show with us. Do you want to play a game show with us? Huh?
You said you've seen
the
show before.
I'm going to shave. Start doing. Here you go. Do a hot chip. Yo, call the PD.
Yo.
You're not leaving. No, he's not leaving, bro. I'm going to give him the stick. You can leave, but you're not leaving because you can go to jail right now or you can do five levels of the game show. All we're going to ask you to do is a hot chip. What do you want to do?
It's easier this way. It's easier this way.
Give me my shoe.
He's a pervert.
Stop. You're aggressive. You're aggressive. Now you're folding. Be a man and own up what you did. You said, I don't want to be on the show and how to catch a predator. Well, guess what? You are. And it's fucking demon time. Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Where are you going? Sure, you want to leave? Jesus. Okay, I'm doing my best. No, bro, what are you doing?
Nothing. No, dude. You're not letting me have my cane?
You gave me his cane.
Go in and find him, sir. Go. You want to
meet with a 15-year-old.
Yeah, not.
They acting like weird. Everybody stay inside. Everybody stay inside.
Where is he? I don't know. Someone's
there. Yo.
Hold on.
Bro. Bro, what is going on, bro? Where's the my shaver? I'm not listening to Alan, dude. I'm gonna hit him in the face.
No, no.
I'm kidding. Yo. No. What?
Can't be.
People do this thing.
I didn't take this thing. I don't know where it is.
Dude, you're wild, man. That was the best one.
Really?
That's all we can do now.
As you saw for yourself, another Hollywood insider in a position of power gets exposed for trying to go after the young ones. This reminds me of the last guy Vitaly caught, who was also a Hollywood insider. Some of you may remember this video of this man being caught by Vitaly a few months back. It turned out he was also a Hollywood insider working as a writer for the movie Space Jam.
Oh my.
Lila, what are you doing? You know who this is? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Who are you?
What's your name?
Who are you?
Why are you suing my daughter? What's your name? What is your name?
Boris. My name is Boris.
What's your name? Shake my hand.
What's the problem?
Why are you suing my daughter? You know how old she is?
I don't know.
I have no idea. You have no idea. What the thought was going to happen here?
Nothing. I work. I have a pizza.
You don't know? How old is she?
Red.
You know how old she is?
I matched with her. She was 23.
23. Is that what the conversation looked like?
You know the text messages? She was 23 on a
23.
Dating site.
Dating site?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was 23 on
how
a
old is she?
Site. I have no idea.
Lila, how old are you?
15. I'm sorry. She's 23 on a dating site. All we've done is
so talk. She didn't tell you how old she was?
She did.
Did?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She said she was 15.
How did she tell you how old she actually is?
She said she's 15.
She said she's 15. Why are you here? Are you sitting here?
I'm just having a...
With a 15-year-old?
Having a pizza.
Piece of pizza with a 15-year-old.
That's not
a... You think it's a law?
No.
Is that all you spoke about to her?
We've just been talking.
Really?
Yeah, we've been talking and flirting. It's not a big deal.
Really?
Yeah, we've been talking and flirting. It's not a big deal.
Where are you going?
I ordered a pizza. I'm going to go.
Okay, have a seat.
Why?
I'll sit with you. I'll eat pizza with you. We're just having pizza, right?
Sorry.
Sit right here.
Sorry.
Sit right here.
Sorry.
Where? I don't know. Well, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
You said you wanted to touch a lick, whatever?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just weird. I don't understand what people...
So you're... While trying to meet a 15-year-old, I'm sorry, it's not a boy, it's a girl.
Whoa.
Yeah, you are.
Wait.
Can you hear audio?
Clown. All right, let's go. Hey, I'm gonna say.
What are you doing? It's like,
can't grab him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't grab him. You can't do that.
Let him go. He's trying to meet a 15-year-old.
15-year-old.
What do you guys want to do in this case?
Just
filming, or you try to arrest him?
Yeah, the cops are on the way.
Yeah.
Well, just let everybody know in your building at $1,000 grand, Windsor.
Well, you guys have a camera and everything, right?
Okay.
Yes. You guys come later than the office, they will have to.
Let's go. We got another one to catch.
As you can see, it's sure starting to look like Hollywood is full of these PDF files. While I don't agree with Vitaly as a person, and I don't like the fact that he turned all of this into a joke, I put that all aside, and I still look at the overwhelming positive that's coming from this. He's catching these guys and exposing them. These videos go viral, and these creeps get their face exposed to the world for what they are. Does he need all the theatrics to do it? No, it's obviously for the content. But at the end of the day, what he's doing is at least benefiting the world, as we now know to stay away from people like this. It seems like Vitaly called the cops on the Compton guy and the CJ guy as well. Who knows if these people end up arrested though? Most of the times they just walk free. But at least millions of people will see their faces and someone who knows them will be saved because of this. I have been seeing a lot of people saying these things are all staged. I don't believe that. Why would anyone want to be exposed on a live stream for being a PDF file? Why would this Hollywood screenwriter and director agree to pretend to be a PDF file for Vitaly's stream out of all things? This story about CJ Cox has been reported by media sites. Why would that man want that? I think these are real people who are getting busted, and I hope Vitaly keeps on catching these Hollywood PDF files, as honestly, we need that. We all know the authorities aren't really doing much about it. They act like it's not even happening. These guys with power like CJ get away with it all the time. At least people now know what this man is up to. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.